It's a wild rushing whitewater rapids one minute and a drained pool the next. It's a river, only without all the messy caprice of nature. The U.S. National Whitewater Center will be the world's only multi-channel recirculating whitewater river, and it's being built right outside of downtown Charlotte. Jeff Wise is the executive director of the project and joins me on the phone now to tell us all about it. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, look, Charlotte's 2 hours from the mountains. Why bring the great outdoors to downtown?
Well, I think that's exactly the reason is, you know, the challenge really for most people to get out and enjoy the outdoors more and more today is really access. And so as time demands are increasing for all of us, what we're finding throughout the industry is that people are spending less and less time willing to travel and dedicate the time that it takes to do a lot of these outdoor sports. So what we have also found is that, you know, sort of the proverbial getting the horse to drink the water has never been the problem. It's really been getting the horse to the water. So in this case, we're going to bring the water to the horse.
And it's going to move fast.
It will. It's fast-moving water.
Describe it for us. I mean, who uses this, and how does it get used?
The way we try to best explain it here is, you know, the positioning, sort of the branding of the facility is the fact that we're an Olympic training center. But the simple fact of the matter is, as much as those elite athletes are important and, you know, it's a part of the branding, our market is really, you know, it's 15-year-olds, 55, 75-year-olds. It's anybody that wants to get out and go whitewater rafting because Class 3, 4 whitewater is pretty manageable the way we do it. We put a guide in your raft. We give you the helmet. We give you the life jacket. We give you your paddle. We give you the orientation you need in order to do this, and we put six people in your raft with that guide, and you start going down the river, just like you would if you were on the Chattooga, the Gali, the Ocoee, or any of the other great rivers here in the southeast.
How long a ride is it?
What we do is we actually have about almost 4,000 linear feet of channel out there, but it recirculates so that when you put in on the top pond, you go down the channels, you have four from which to choose, and once you come down to the bottom, you put your nose of your boat on a conveyor belt, and that conveyor belt takes you back up to the top pond, which is about 21 feet higher in elevation. So instead of doing it really on distance, we do it on time so that we actually provide about an hour and a half of rafting time, which in that time, on average, you'll cover about 5 to 5.5 miles.
That's in the channel itself, but am I going to see a forest or Bank of America, or what am I going to see on the side of me?
Oh, absolutely. All of that. You'll see somebody from Bank of America. You're going to see somebody from the, you know, Mount Olive Baptist Church, from, you know, the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, from, you know, one of the schools. You're nailing it. It really, and people say that all the time to us, so what's your demographic look like?
Well, you know, I am interested in your demographic, but really it's your topographic that I'm trying to find out about. Trees, buildings, parking lots, what do I see?
All that. Actually, what happens is you've got islands that are created by the channels themselves. You've got those are tree lined, and then on the other side of the channel, you've actually got our buildings. We have a food and beverage component, or restaurant, with both indoor and outdoor seating. It's a very, very, very cool looking restaurant. We've also got a retail component that's a part of that building. The best analysis or analogy I could give you would be sort of like a ski resort. You've got the natural elements, but you've also got the developed elements.
Charlotte, of course, is the home of the NASCAR Hall of Fame. This is the world's fastest-growing spectator sport, and I guess you see maybe the whitewater channels as a kind of a balance to that in terms of being able to participate in the sport.
You couldn't have said it better. What's really important when you're trying to build a more livable place, and if you look at all the studies, you know, probably the best example is Richard Florida, who talks about the need to really provide these participatory activities as opposed to just spectator-based. While we all love the spectator-based elements, whether it's, you know, professional sports, the NASCAR Hall of Fame, those are great elements, and we need those. But we also need things to do in terms of actually physically participate in them. And that's growing in popularity, and the need is increasing as we're losing more and more of those natural opportunities as we continue to develop these areas.
Now, Jeff, I understand that at the moment perhaps the most vigorous physical activity will be getting there because you may have to walk. There's no road?
Well, we actually have a road that we're using now, and we're going to convert that into a full-time road. We've struggled to get the main parkway in because of just a number of permitting issues, a number of issues that really are a result of us being at the end of the county along the river. The roads just don't come this far. But at the end of the day, we're going to be fine. We've got an alternative that we're going to be able to utilize that I think will work just quite well for us.
I know that your center is going to be a training site for the U.S. canoers and kayakers in the Olympics. And I wonder if Charlotte's getting ready for her bids in 2020, 2024 for the Summer Olympics, perhaps?
I think that'd be a little far-fetched. I never say never because everybody thought Atlanta would never be a possibility back in, 96. So I don't want to be the guy that says that. But that's certainly not anything that we're pushing, and it's certainly not anything that I would think would be a reasonable expectation at this point. But what you can see, we will have Olympic trials out there. We'll have World Cup events. So we'll give everybody a taste. The good news is it won't cost $300 million to develop all the remaining venues that would be required to pull that off.
All right, Jeff, thanks very much for talking with us.
Frank, thank you.
Jeff Wise is executive director of the U.S. National Whitewater Center, which will open in Charlotte sometime soon.